Check out this offer from Paddy Power. It's money back as a free bet if Chelsea beat Liverpool this weekend. Available on all correct score, goal scorer and what odds Paddy markets. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome along to the Racing Post Football Postcast. I'm Bruce Millington. Joining me outside this week are Dan Childs and James Milton. The football season is coming to a boil. It's the last full week of action right throughout the leagues. We've got all the best bets for you on all the games that matter, including all the live stuff as well. We'll be having a look at some of the big issues as well. We'll start off. We haven't got six questions this week, chaps. I just want to talk about a couple of the real pressing issues. First of all, the Champions League. I mean, it really has been an extraordinary competition this year, and we're now down to the final two. The teams that will do battle in Kiev on May 26 are Liverpool and Real Madrid. The latest prices from Paddy Power. Don't forget, other prices are available elsewhere, but these are the Paddy Power 90-minute odds on the Champions League final, 11-10 Real Madrid. The draw is 12-5, and Liverpool are 9-5. To win the trophy, 8-11 Real Madrid, and Liverpool are 11-10. Dan, is the market about right, or do you think there's a little angle for us to make a few quid?
I think it's about right, actually. After watching Real Madrid against Bayern, and they were very, very lucky, I thought, to get through that tie. I was thinking at the time, because I fancied Liverpool to get through, there's an angle here to go with Liverpool. And then I watched Liverpool, and I weren't convinced with them, even though they got through last night. Some of the defending, Alexander looked shaky to me defensively. I didn't know where he was and was all over the place at times. The goalkeeper, again, I mean, for one of the goals, I mean, in big matches, you can't afford mistakes like that. And so I think both sides have got faults. The other thing that worries me about Liverpool, if it's tight, their bench. I looked at their bench last night, and you've got the likes of sort of Danny Ings and Solanke to come on. These aren't world-class players to come on. Real Madrid can still bring Gareth Bale on. Casemiro comes on, for, you know, as a midfielder to shore it up as well. There's still better players on their bench. So if it's close, I would still edge towards Real Madrid, but edging towards them, given that they're 8-11 to win the trophy, I think that's about the right price.
James, I'm interested in what Dan said there about Liverpool, and you know, Trent Alexander-Arnold is 19. And he may well turn into a great defender. But, I mean, to be fair to him, you know, some of the stuff he produced, there was a point at which during the game where he just stood and watched a cross float over his head and it almost resulted in a goal. He's really good going forward. And, he, like I say, at 19, he might become the real deal. But do you still have concerns about Liverpool at the back?
I think, you know, you look at that kind of crazy tie that they've just come through, and there have to be concerns. And you know, Real Madrid now bidding for a hat-trick of Champions League titles, and they have got that kind of game management. They have ridden their luck. But at the same time, you know, they've come through in the knockout stages, beaten PSG, Juventus, Bayern Munich. You know, they've not had too many gimmies there. And so you can see why Real are favourites. I think the market looks pretty much spot on at the moment, that kind of 8-11, 11-10. Liverpool's front three, you know, will they be bold enough just to go for it? And as Dan mentioned, I think one angle might be kind of Real Madrid to win in extra time. Dan's mentioned the strength of their bench. They've done that before, of course, against Atletico. I think they won in extra time. And that could be the way to go when we get nearer to the final. But it's you know, not one that we all saw coming, and all the better for that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a terrific game. I think, Dan, maybe just, you know, Real will have too much kind of nous for the Scousers, I was thinking. You know, they do, you know, you look at Ramos and Marcelo and those kind of guys, you know, you could just see them kind of just getting it done, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of been criticised for being a little bit fortunate, but as has been mentioned, I mean, they've not had it easy. I mean, not in those ties, they've fallen behind as well. They've fallen behind at home to PSG, come back and won that game amazingly. I mean, again, they rode their luck a bit, but they showed a lot of mental strength as well to recover. And the same away to Bayern, they go behind early on, come back and win there. I mean, that is a big, big result. I mean, I don't think they've lost a home game all season, Bayern, before that match. So they have got that mental edge and a lot of experience in the side where they just, I mean, you could see before the end of the, right at the end of the semi-final, it was excruciating to watch, seeing that way that, you know, players falling over and staying down and waste as much time as possible. But sometimes that's the difference between winning and losing.
Absolutely. Okay, that's the Champions League done and dusted. Let's look at Premier League relegation now, because it is still very much alive. There's only, well, I think we're still betting that West Brom are given to go, even though mathematically they aren't. Paddy Power go 1-10 Stoke, 11-10 Southampton, 13-8 Huddersfield, 13-5 Swansea, 14 West Ham and 50s Bar. James, what's your reading of the situation down at the bottom now?
I think, I mean, Southampton's win over Bournemouth was an absolutely crucial one for them. And you just think if one of them's going to get out of that bottom three, it's going to be them. They had those two games against Arsenal and Chelsea where they scored twice, and you think, you've got to at least get a point out of that. Lost those both 3-2. Stoke, I just think, are just lacking in quality. We're gonna look at them. They're one of the live games. Looking at them, they've won six games all season. One of them was an absolute mugging of Arsenal. Obviously, as a biased gooner, I'm going to say that. But and four of them have been at home to the rest of the bottom five. So they're just not don't have the quality to compete with the vast majority of teams in there.
Okay, so if West Brom and Stoke are going and Southampton aren't, who are?
I mean, Huddersfield really are teetering on the brink now. I think they had that win against Watford, wasn't it? And seemed to think that was it. And now suddenly they're looking at they've got Man City this weekend. They're looking at the fixture list and they're looking at Southampton in particular. And if I was having a bet, possibly a little interest in Huddersfield there.
Do you think there's any juice left in the relegation market, Dan?
I think there is, and I think it's you go the obvious route, actually. I think Southampton are odds against to go down. They've still got a win. Instead of a three-point gap, which at this stage of the season is a lot. You've got two away games. OK, they're both winnable. Everton away, Swansea away. But you've got to win one of them, and they've won two away games all season. I mean, that is... And even if they win one of them, there's still a chance Huddersfield might pick something up on that last game of the season. A lot, I think, depends on whether Arsenal are in the Europa League final. If they get through, then Huddersfield's chances then, that final would take place just a few days after the last day of the Premier League season. Arsenal, it could be an Arsenal League Cup side that Huddersfield are facing. That could have a massive bearing on it.
But that game on Tuesday night is absolutely crucial at Liberty. 9-5 Swansea, 2-1 the draw, 7-5 Southampton. So I think the guys agree that Stoke and West Brom are goners. James thinks Huddersfield will join them, and Dan thinks Southampton are done. Thank you, chaps. We are back with the live games very shortly.
Check out this offer from Paddy Power. It's money back as a free bet if Chelsea beat Liverpool this weekend. Available on all correct score, goal scorer and what odds Paddy markets. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Okay, let's look ahead to the first of our live Premier League games this weekend. It's at 8 p.m. on Friday night. Yeah, good old Friday night football is back down at the Amex. It's Brighton versus Man United. Brighton still with a mathematical risk. I think Paddy Power make them 50s to go down. So they do need to be on the game. Man United, well, they've got the cup final coming up. So second place is looking good for them. Not sure about motivation here. The latest betting from Paddy Power, 4-1 Brighton, 11-4 the draw. 8-13 Man U. Anything you like here, Dan Childs?
Yeah, I like the draw. I think from Brighton's point of view, although we're looking from the outside thinking, oh, 37 points, they're kind of going to be all right. But from their point of view, they're going to look at this weekend and think if everything goes wrong, if Swansea win at Bournemouth, if Southampton win at Everton, results that could happen, if Brighton were to lose, that could be 2 points from the drop zone going into the last day of the season. Now, that's not a very nice thing to think about. They're going to be thinking a draw is a good result here, and they'll put a lot into it. I think they might get a draw. They've had 8 home draws, which is the most in the Premier League. Only 4 home defeats this season, which is the lowest outside of the top 6. So they're a resilient bunch at home. They're well equipped to deal with what United have got to throw at them. United, as we saw against Arsenal, they do like to go the aerial route at times with, Fellaini coming on and scoring the winning goal there. And Brighton with, Duncan Duffy, I think, outside of the big teams, are one of the best centre-back pairings in the league. And why they don't lose many games, especially at home. So I watched the 1-1 against Spurs recently. They were well worth that result. A decent performance. United, I thought, against Arsenal, considering the changes that Arsenal made, they were so disappointed in that game. And it was only really that Arsenal tired a little bit, I thought, towards the end, that they got over the line and got the win. I'm still not convinced by United. I think they're looking ahead now. That their season rests on the FA Cup final, really. And it wouldn't surprise me here if Brighton dug out the draw that they think they need to stay up.
Last year, Man U were definitely unlucky. There's just loads of stuff went against them and they ended up where they are. This season, they're back to being lucky United and they're up in second. James, do you think they'll consolidate that with a win here or do you think Brighton can get something?
I'm actually quite sweet on United in this fixture. I think I'm going to use the classic pundit phrase, but the first goal will be crucial. I think, as Dan says, if Brighton can dig in and hold on, then they could frustrate United. But, United, for all their problems, and because they are Lampard, Manchester United, everyone kind of singles them out. And, you know, because Jose Mourinho is their manager, that's even more true these days. And you know, they are a high-profile team, and it's not clicking. But, you know, they've still won 7 of their last 8 in the league, despite, you know, not having huge motivation there with City having flown clear. You know, that's included wins over City, that amazing comeback against Chelsea, Liverpool, then against Arsenal, obviously. And you know, away from home, they've won 8 of their last 11 as well. I think Dan's right. You know, Brighton have been a real decent unit this season, and you know, they should stay up, and that's a great effort from them. But I think United do have a few different facets to their attack. You know, Pogba's scoring goals now. They've obviously unleashed Fellaini late on to great effect. You know, you've also got Alexis Sanchez, Lukaku, Rashford. You know, there are goal scorers there.
Is Lukaku okay? Because he came off the other day, didn't he?
Oh, I haven't seen the latest on him, but
just worried about my Belgian World Cup bet.
Yeah.
So you're going with United, James?
Yeah, I'm going for United. Yep.
Okay, the first of the two live games on Saturday takes place at the Bet365. It's Stoke City versus Palace. Stoke, absolute last chance, or penultimate chance saloon, maybe. 6-4 to beat Palace. Palace is 7-4. And it's 23-10 the draw. What floats your boat here, Dan?
Palace are my bet of the week, actually. I just can't. I can't see how Stoke. I thought you'd like that. I can't see how Stoke can be favourites to win this game. I mean, we all talk about teams that need to win. I do understand that. A lot of time, teams that need to win do raise their game, but they've had no win in 12 games. They've needed to win for a long time now, Stoke. They're just not good enough. I mean, their goal difference is the worst in the entire league. Looking at Palace as well, I mean, what a bad time to play Palace. I mean, they've, you know, gone and stuffed Leicester 5-0 last week. Confidence is really high. I mean, they're safe. I mean, that's being factored into to the prices. You can't see how they're going to go down now. But you've got people like Loftus-Cheek playing really well, playing to get into the World Cup squad as well. Zahar is on top of his game. I don't see what's not to like here about Palace. And going back to that, I mean, what they've come from, 7 defeats in the first 7 games. Since then, 16 points more than Stoke Palace have taken, and they're outsiders to win this game. Total rubbish.
Do you know what? It's a good stat. Palace have lost only one of their last 19 games against teams that weren't in the Big Six. With that in mind, James?
I like Palace as well in this one. I mean, you know, I've spoken earlier about Stoke's lack of quality. And you know, obviously the market's hugely influenced by their need to get the points. But if one stat kind of underlines the lack of urgency that they've shown under Paul Lambert, there have been 5 first-half goals from both them and their opponents in 13 Premier League games under Lambert. Stoke have scored 3 of those. You just feel they're not a side that's going to come out all guns blazing and you know, rally like we've seen teams do at this stage of the season. So I actually like the draw at half-time, Palace full-time double result. I think if Palace are a little bit cute about it and, you know, let the tension build, you know, that at some point Stoke are going to have to come onto them, which is not their their strength. And Palace, you know, easily have the players there to pick holes in them late on. The reverse fixture was 0-0 at half-time, as most Stoke games are, and Palace won 2-1 with a late winner from Sacco. So, yeah, I can see a similar story here.
Jolly good. The 5:30 game is at Goodison. It's 15-8 Everton, 6-4 Southampton, 11-5 the draw again. You a favourite, Dan, solely because one team needs to win and one team doesn't. So what do we do with this one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a blanket approach to these games. I don't always go with a side that's got, you know, less to play for because they're a bigger price. But in this case, Everton have just got a little bit too big for me. I mean, they've had one defeat in the last 7 games. For all the criticism of Allardyce, that defeat was against Manchester City. I mean, they are on a good little run here. And even if the fans don't seem to want it to stay, the players seem to be playing for him. So you've got to take that into account. I look at Southampton. I mean, they've had, I think, one win in the last 15 away from home. So, I mean, and all of a sudden they're favourites to win at Everton. Everton's home record is the best outside the Big Six. They have won 10 Premier League home games this season. So I'm not a lover of Everton's football, and I don't think they're a wonderful side. But, you know, as the outsiders to win this game, I don't think you can ignore that, and I'd be with the Everton win.
Would you go straight up or with a little draw, no bet insurance?
No, I'd go straight up, I think, because, I mean, Southampton are going to go into this, similar to as James was mentioning about the Stoke situation. They're going to think they need a win from somewhere. They'll push for the win, and that could open up the spaces for Everton.
James, are you an Everton fan?
I'm not, although, you know, Dan mentioned those 10 home wins. They all came against teams below them in the league. So they played 11 teams below them, 10 wins, one draw, scored 24 goals in those games. And that suggests that the 11 to 10 about over 2.5 goals is a decent bet. You know, Dan's mentioned Southampton are going to be desperate to attack. They have kind of found their scoring boots in recent weeks, scored twice against Arsenal, Chelsea, and in that 2-1 win against Bournemouth last weekend. So, you know, they have got goals in them, but you know, Everton are very solid at home against the weaker teams in the division, and I think overs is a decent bet in this one.
Let's whiz through the other 3 p.m. Saturday games, starting with Bournemouth at evens to beat Swansea at 5-2 with a draw at 12-5. Now, Dan, Swansea's need for 3 points here is much greater than Bournemouth's, and yet it doesn't seem to be that factored into it. So what do you make of this one?
Absolutely. I mean, which is why I would go with Swansea 6-4, draw no better. I'm not sure why there's so much love for Bournemouth. There's no winning in five at the moment. They do seem to have gone off the ball. Their defence is dodgy pretty much all the time. They've let in 60 goals this season. Swansea, although they've had a bit of a dip lately, they have improved under Carvalho Howe, and I thought against Chelsea, although they went behind early, they played pretty well and finished the game well. The IU brothers are a threat up front, and I think they might nick this one.
Jimmy?
I'm going to go for the draw in this one. Two teams not in great nick. I mean, the one negative for Swansea is that they've scored twice in six games. That may be reflected by the price, but yeah, the draw.
6-5 Leicester City, 23-10 West Ham, 23-10 the draw. Dan, I guess there's a slight advantage for West Ham because they'll be wearing football boots, Leicester will be wearing flip-flops.
Absolutely. And I think here, this is another one where need to win might not have been factored in enough. I think West Ham, they are playing okay. I know the Man City performance wasn't great. I mean, everybody seems to be stuffed by Man City these days. The previous one at Arsenal, the 4-1, they actually played well for about 85 minutes and then collapsed near the end. Before then, you know, the Stoke 1-1, I thought they played well and should have won that game, really. And they had a great win at home to Southampton. So they're not playing too badly. Leicester seem to have completely gone, you know, 1 point in the last four games. And I think this is a game West Ham could win.
James?
Yeah, both teams to score, or even West Ham to win and both teams to score. Looking at West Ham's scoring stats, they've only failed to score once in their last 18 in the league. 14 of those have featured goals at both ends. But yeah, it's hard to see much enthusiasm for Leicester after their performance last weekend.
Now, nobody cares who wins out of Watford v Newcastle except me, because I've had a massive bet back in the autumn on Watford to finish in front of Newcastle in a match bet. So I need Watford to win this. It's 7-5 the Orns, 15-8 the Magpies, 11-5 the draw. Dan, will you be at this one? And if so, who do you think will win it?
Yeah, I'll be at the game. I think Watford will win the game. They've, at home, under Grazia, as I've mentioned before, they do play a lot more positively. They've had more shots in every single home game than the opposition since Grazia has arrived at the club. So they're playing some decent football at home. I thought at Spurs, after Deeney and De La Feo come on, I don't know why he left them on the bench, but once they came on, they played a lot better and played all right in the first half as well, actually, and created chances. It was 2-0. Could have got a result out of it, really, for a little bit of luck on their side. But Newcastle, they seem to be a bit like Leicester. Got to 40 points, been on the beach since. Two defeats, no goals for them in either of them games. I think they might lose here.
Dan likes Watford. James likes?
I'm tentatively Newcastle draw, no bet, but it's a horrible fixture, really. Newcastle lost two of their nine games against teams away from home below them in the table. I don't think they want to finish their season on a complete whimper. So, and I've not got as much enthusiasm for Watford as Charlie has, but.
Let's talk about West Brom, who are 13-2 to beat Tottenham, who are 2-5. The draw is 7-2. Dan, on the face of it, and I haven't delved into this with the same detail that you do, I just wonder if West Brom at 13-2, resurgent at home, pressures off to an extent, seemed a bit of a price to me.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be laying that price, that's for sure. I look at, since Darren Moore's gone in, the players are clearly playing for him, and Spurs as well, they have had a bit of a shaky spell. The performance against Watford was not as good as the result. The result was very important, I think, just to keep that gap to Chelsea to 5 points. I do think, however, that the win, that they'll be a lot better for getting that victory, and I can just see them edging this game. I think a single goal victory for Spurs is a big, big runner here. That's priced up at 12-5. I thought that was a big price.
Are you slightly concerned about Harry Kane's form?
I think I don't know if they brought him back too early. I think he's probably come back too early because he's so desperate to win this golden boot. I think, I think given a bit more time, I think his sharpness will come back. But he's probably come back a bit too soon from the injury.
James, what's your view on this one?
I think Dele Alli's a nice each-way first scorer about here. He's got 5 in his last 7 for Spurs, opened the scoring in his last 2 games, and he's the one for me. Obviously, inform West Brom, which is a phrase we've probably never used this season on the podcast. But.
What's that new dance Dele Alli's doing? Do you know? It's called like, is it the Fortnite or something?
I don't know about these things.
I'm told it's something that, I think it's called Fortnite. Producer Jack, have you heard of it? No? I'm more down with the kids than you. Okay, let's get the naps.
This will not be beaten.
James Milton.
I am opposing Bolton, who desperately need a victory in the Championship to stay up, but Nottingham Forest, the visitors, are just too big a price, around 7-2 there. And Forest have won 2 of their last 4 games. They had a 0-0 draw last weekend against Bristol City, but they won the shot count 24-6. They missed a penalty. And I just think, you know, Bolton need a win, but they've needed a win for some time. And they've lost 6 of their last 7, lost at survival rivals Burton last weekend. You know, sometimes teams need a win, but they're just not good enough to do it. And I think Forest could take advantage at a huge price.
Your writing is so beautiful. Dan.
Got bad minus. Palace are flying at the moment. I mean, they've still got a chance of finishing in the top half, which would be a fantastic achievement for them. And I just think Stoke are such a poor side, and Palace are away here.
Okay, I'm going to go for a team that are playing in a game where there's been loads of money for the draw. It's in League Two, Coventry versus Morecambe. There's a theory that if it's a draw, it suits both of them, which it does theoretically, but I just don't have this idea that a team playing in front of 10,000 people who need a win or would love a win to get home advantage in the second leg can possibly be as big as 10 to 11 and even bigger elsewhere to win that. So I'm going with Coventry to beat Morecambe.
Check out this offer from Paddy Power. It's money back as a free bet if Chelsea beat Liverpool this weekend. Available on all correct score, goal scorer and what odds Paddy markets. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back. Bruce Millington, Dan Childs and James Milton looking ahead to 2 live Premier League games plus El Clasico taking place on Sunday starting at 1:30 at the Etihad. It's Man City versus Huddersfield. Man City 1-16, 25 Huddersfield, 11-1 the draw. Man City looking to get to 100 points. They will do that if they win 2 and draw 1 of their last 3 games or win them all. Huddersfield very much back in the relegation mire. So, James Milton, what will happen here?
I am splitting stakes between 3-0 and 4-0 Man City wins. I mean, you know, we expected them to ease off a bit once they won the title. Their first game was 5-0 against Swansea. Swansea had 17% possession and 1 shot on target. You know, I mean, it's so difficult to play against City because they have so much of the ball. And, you know, Huddersfield have been struggling to create chances at the best of times this season. And I just don't really see where they're going to land a blow on City. They've lost 11 away games this season, Huddersfield. All of those were 2-0. So I think it is a question of how many City rack up. And, yeah, 3-0 and 4-0 does the business for me.
Charlesy?
I'd go even a little bit stronger. I'm splitting stakes between 4-0 and 5-0. I mean, as James has mentioned, City are not easing off the gas. Having won the title, they're still, you know, the results against Swansea and West Ham, and very, very positive performances, very high intensity still. From Huddersfield's point of view, you could see a lower scoring win if Huddersfield were going there for damage limitation. I don't actually think they will. I think they're looking to try and nick a point somewhere. Their goal difference is bad anyway, so it doesn't really matter if they get hammered here. Their goal difference against every other team other than Stoke is worse anyway, so they might as well, if they fall behind, try and get back and get something out of it. By doing that, it leaves themselves even more open and makes it more likely that City win by more goals.
The game at 4:30 is Chelsea versus Liverpool. It's the We've Got a Big Cup Final Coming Up derby. 11-10 Chelsea, 21-10 Liverpool, 23-10 the draw. Is there anything on this? I can't remember whether Chelsea have got half a chance if they beat Liverpool here of forcing their way into the top four.
They've got a chance. I mean, is it 5 points now the gap, Dan? Or
a bit on it, really. I mean, there's 6 points, but Chelsea have got a game in hand. So you know, you can look at it because Liverpool got the game up against Brighton at home on the final day. But at the end of the day, if Chelsea win the next two games, they go in level on points with Liverpool for the final day, which Liverpool are not going to want. Are they?
Ooh, so there is some motivation here. With that in mind, James?
With that in mind, I'm going for the draw. I mean, a lot of Chelsea's games are against the big six have been tight this season. Drawn twice with Arsenal, drew at Anfield 1-1, lost 1-0 at home and away to City. I think Liverpool are clearly a superior team. They've let it slip a little bit in the last couple of weeks, understandably, because of the Champions League, and they've actually drawn three of their last four games. But I think they will do enough, and the draw will be a great result for them. So possibly the 1-1 correct score for me.
Charlty?
I think there's a little bit of a lack of focus creeping in with Liverpool in the Premier League. I look at the last two performances. I know it's dictated by the Champions League taking all importance, but you look at the Stoke performance, the 0-0, the West Brom when they really just switched off and drawn 2-2 at the end of the game. I think Chelsea, they've been focused for a while now. They've had four wins in a row, which is their best run since September. So they are doing all they can to try and nick into that fourth spot. This is their chance is gone if they don't win this. I think they might just win it. Liverpool, they put all their energy into the midweek game against Roma. I'm not sure they'll be fully focused on this. I think Chelsea might nick it.
Okay, it's 7:45 at Camp Nou. It's the El Clásico, not the El Clásico, because that would be the classic, wouldn't it? 8-13 Barcelona, 10-3 Real Madrid, 16-5 the draw. Barcelona have already wrapped up the title, so they can just sit back and kick the absolute shit out of each other. So we'll buy the bookings. Who's going to win it though, James?
It doesn't look a classic Clásico, as it were, but I'd maybe go Barcelona and both teams to score. I mean, obviously Real Madrid have bigger fish to fry in Europe, and Barca can just enjoy it and, yeah, hopefully put the boot in on a few of them.
Dan?
It's got to be Barcelona all the way. I mean, they've had 23 wins in the last 25 at home. I mean, what a time to play Real Madrid as well. I mean, they looked out on their feet, didn't they, towards the end of the game against Bayern Munich. Put so much into that game. If Zidane plays the same players, there's going to be tiredness there. If he makes changes, they'll be weaker. Barcelona have been looking at this game all week. You know, it's still a big game for Barcelona, even though they won the title. I'd fancy them at odds on here.
Okay, I forgot to mention the 4:30 game at the Emirates. It's Arsene Wenger's last game at home as Arsenal manager after all these years, so it'll be very emotional. They're playing Burnley. Unfortunately, being the inefficient moron I am, I forgot to write down the prices, but who's going to win, James? Are you going?
I'm not going, actually, no. But I mean, a lot depends on Arsenal's second leg in Madrid in terms of the mood around the day. But yeah, maybe their home record in the league has been superb this season. Maybe Arsenal win and both teams to score. I'm sure Burnley will come up with some kind of set-piece goal just to sign off the Wenger era in characteristic style. And then maybe Arsenal will rally late on.
Jolly good. Dan?
Not knowing the score, obviously, in the Atletico match is difficult here, but I just think Arsene Wenger's last game in charge, there is a big class gap between the teams. There's no need to rest players once that tie's out of the way, so I think Arsenal to give him a winning send-off.
Very quickly, here's the latest from Paddy Power on the 2018-2019 Premier League season. 8-13 Man City, 9-2 Liverpool, 6 Man U, 10 Chelsea, 11 Tottenham, 25 Arsenal. In a very snappy sentence, where's the value, James Milton?
Man City Tottenham forecast.
If that's his definition of snappy, I'd hate to hear what happens when he decides to take his time.
I'll go for Manchester United. Look a little bit too big for me. Yeah, the 6-1. I'll be on that.
Blimey. Okay. Don't forget, there's loads of postcast action going on. We've got the Greyhound Derby postcast right now. That's a really good laugh, that one. Dave Clark and the team with loads of tips. We've got a preview of the GAA All-Ireland Championship. That will be out on Friday afternoon. And don't forget as well, if you want to get genned up on the Racing Post, on the World Cup, the Racing Post World Cup guide is out now. Go to the Racing Post shop. You can buy that. That is an essential guide. And don't forget, if you enjoy listening to the podcast, do please rate, review and subscribe on iTunes. We're back next Thursday with another football postcast.
Check out this offer from Paddy Power. It's money back as a free bet if Chelsea beat Liverpool this weekend. Available on all correct score, goal scorer and what odds Paddy markets. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.